is from St. Paul's letter to the Colossians.
Let us be attentive.
Brethren, when Christ, who is our life, appears, then you will also appear with him in glory. Put to death, therefore, what is earthly in you: fornication, impurity, passion, evil desires, and covetousness, which is idolatry. On account of these, the wrath of God is coming upon the sons of disobedience. In these things you once walked when you lived in them. But now put them all away: anger, wrath, malice, slander, and foul talk from your mouth. Do not lie to one another, seeing that you have put off the old nature with its practices and have put on the new nature, which is being renewed in knowledge after the image of its creator. Hence there cannot be Greek and Jew, circumcised and uncircumcised, barbarian, Scythian, slave, free man, but Christ is in all and is all.
Peace be with you, the reader. Wisdom, arise, let us hear the Holy Gospel. Peace be with you all.
And with your spirit.
The reading is from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke.
Let us be attentive.
The Lord said this parable: a man once gave a great banquet and invited many, and at the time of the banquet, he sent his servant to say to those who had been invited, "Come, for all is now ready." But they all alike began to make excuses. The first said to him, "I have bought a field, and I go out and see it. I pray you, have me excused." And another said, "I have bought 5 yoke of oxen. I must go examine them. I pray you, have me excused." And another said, "I have married a wife, and therefore I cannot come." So the servant came and reported this to his master. Then the householder in anger said to his servant, "Go out quickly to the streets and lanes of the city and bring in the poor and maimed and blind and lame." And the servant said, "Sir, what you have commanded has been done, and there is still room." And the master said to the servant, "Go out to the highways and hedges and compel people to come in, that my house may be filled. For I tell you, none of those men who were invited shall taste my banquet. For many are called, but few are chosen."
Peace be with you who proclaim the gospel. Good morning. A few weeks ago, I was in my front yard raking the last of our bottomless pile of leaves. Standing there in the front yard, I observed a rather odd contrast. A few houses down, there are two brothers, one in high school and the other in college, in their parents' own front yard, putting up a manger scene. You know, like the ones with Joseph and Mary and the Christ child, the three wise men, about 3 feet high and complete with Christmas lights. That in itself is not odd, but it was the manner in which they are working together which made the odd contrast. As they were putting up the manger scene, they're yelling and scolding and even swearing at each other. For real. You could hear them pretty well from our house. All while they're putting up the manger scene. That's not the way. That's not how we did it last year. Just let me do it. And worse. As they assembled the statues of Joseph, Mary, and the Christ child in their front yard, they're even yelling and swearing at each other. The focus of these young men was completely off. Today, and throughout the Christmas fast, the Advent season, we are running around with preparations, like putting up major scenes and Christmas lights. We have Christmas cards to write, or at least in theory, supposed to write. We have Christmas decorations, like the Christmas tree, to adorn our homes. There are Christmas plays and concerts and movies we might watch. And there are, of course, also Christmas parties we might attend. But with all these preparations, we might ask ourselves, in what manner are we preparing for Christ's birth? Are we like my neighbors, swearing all the way? Are we just going through the motions? Are we so focused on the external at the expense of the internal? Has the Advent season been filled with every kind of preparation except the spiritual one? Have we completely lost sight of what is right in front of us at the center of the manger scene, the Christ child? But that Christ child in the middle of the manger scene came to change our whole orientation. That Christ child in the middle of the manger scene came to fix our lives. That Christ child in the middle of the manger scene came to help us fix our attention not on the externals, but on the internals. That Christ child in the middle of the manger scene came to reorient us to God and to fix our broken relationship with Him. Christ knows very well that we often just go through the motions. Christ knows very well that we need fixing. Christ knows very well that we need His help. Christ knows very well that we need to reorient our lives towards Him, not externally, but internally. Not just temporarily, but permanently. Christ was born so we may live in Him, through Him, by Him, and for Him. There is only 1 week left of the Advent season, the Christmas fast. Over the next week, let us take a look at ourselves and ask, are we making the preparations the right ones? And if so, in the right way? Are we making our preparations on the surface only? Or are we making spiritual preparations? These spiritual preparations might be putting away strife with relatives, repenting and going to confession, learning about Christ's birth, reading the Bible, helping the poor, or some other inner spiritual preparation. Let us avoid being like my young neighbors setting up that manger scene, yet seemingly completely missing the point of what they are preparing for. Let us rather take advantage of this last week of Advent as we prepare to receive that Christ child at the center of our hearts. Amen. Ooh.